Aaron, thanks. Good evening, everyone. There is breaking news tonight. American warships and U.S. Marines on the move, drones airborne, and what appears to be a running battle in the streets of Cairo right now between police and protesters outside and near the U.S. Embassy and at a mosque in Tahrir Square. These are live pictures you're looking at. Late new developments in the wake of the siege there yesterday and the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that left four Americans dead, including J. Christopher Stevens, America's ambassador to Libya, who's being remembered tonight as a dedicated and remarkably talented advocate for this country overseas. And it is hard to overstate the significance of what happened last night at that American consulate in Benghazi. He is the first ambassador to be killed in the line of duty in the last three decades and only the sixth in the entire history of American diplomacy. Tonight we're learning that his death and the deaths of three of his staffers may have come not at the hands of a random mob of Islamic fundamentalists who were riled up by a shadowy anti-Muslim YouTube film. Instead, sources say that a pro-Al-Qaeda group is the key suspect now, and a senior U.S. official says American surveillance drones are expected to join in the hunt for them. The FBI is also investigating. As we said at the top of the program, American warships armed with cruise missiles have begun steaming closer to Libya. A Marine unit is heading to Tripoli to protect the embassy there, and other forces may get the call to beef up protection globally.